I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Several state lawmakers are ready to legalize sports betting by the end of May. Democrats unveiled four different options on how it could work following Governor J.B. Pritzker's goal to use licensing fees toward his budget plan. State Representative Mike Zaleski, a Riverside Democrat, says the proposals stay true to what the governor envisioned with some minor changes.
I don't think he has a problem with us, you know, altering. He wants us to be good faith negotiators, which we're trying to be. So all in all, I think we, as a starting point, we accomplished a lot of what he asked for.
One of the plans would award 13 licenses, 10 for the state's casinos and 3 for the state's racetracks. Another option is to give full control to the Illinois Department of the Lottery, which would decide if more licenses are needed. Meanwhile, lawmakers are considering asking drivers to pay more for gasoline with the money dedicated to fixing crumbling infrastructure. Mary Hansen has more.
A new proposal at the State House would double the motor fuel tax from the current 19 cents up to 38 cents a gallon. State Senator Martin Sandoval, a Chicago Democrat, says the proposal came from a labor union representing construction workers. He says they want a sustainable way to pay for road repairs.
Everyone has a huge laundry list of needs. Very few people have any idea on how we should pay for them.
The proposal would also hike vehicle registration and driver's license fees. Sandoval says it's a starting point for negotiations of a statewide infrastructure plan. Opponents say with federal, state, and local governments all taxing gasoline, Illinoisans are paying enough. I'm Mary Hansen.
An Illinois State Police trooper was seriously injured when a semi-trailer struck him and his squad car while he was responding to a multi-vehicle crash. He was hit while standing outside his marked vehicle about 11 p.m. Wednesday along Interstate 55 in St. Clair County. Authorities say an ambulance transported him to a local hospital. Police say the trooper was helping after a light pole fell across lanes of traffic when a vehicle struck it. 7 other vehicles struck the downed pole. Authorities say the trooper's vehicle is the 14th Illinois State Police squad car to be struck this year. A January crash resulted in the death of a trooper. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Williamson County jury has awarded $8.5 million to a widow who sued Heartland Regional Medical Center over the death of her husband. The suit claimed 60-year-old Lowell Williamson died when he was given a lethal dose of an anesthetic during elective shoulder surgery. It further accused staff at the hospital of waiting too long to contact a doctor when things started to go wrong. Plaintiff's attorneys say it's the biggest personal injury verdict in Williamson County. The new leader of the Saluki men's basketball team is excited about his new job, and the fans say they're excited about him. Several hundred turned out yesterday for a pep rally to welcome former player Brian Mullins back to Carbondale. Mullins says he was unaware until around a week ago about how many fans wanted him to take over the program. When asked why the fans love him, the Saluki Hall of Famer said he hopes it's because of his work and toughness.
There's nothing magical, there's nothing crazy about me. You know, I believe in working hard and doing your best, and I believe in relationships with the guys. And, you know, I got to be able to pull the most out of every single player.
Mullins is just 32 years old, but he says he wants fans to know he's ready to be head coach after 5 years on the staff at Loyola.
I prepared for this, you know, really since the day I started coaching, that, and especially at Southern Illinois, too, a school where I played at and where I know you can be successful.
Mullins says he's currently working on hiring assistant coaches. He's reached out to the Saluki's returning players and incoming recruits and said none of them has indicated they want out of their current commitment. We'll see sunshine today and a high near 60 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.